Hello, welcome to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you are doing well this week, getting a chance to do something fun and creative. Hope you're getting a chance to stay warm if it's an area of the world that's cold for you. And if you're summertime, I hope you're getting a chance to get out there and wear shorts and a t-shirt and relish in the warmth that is summer. I had a friend recently contact me because they wanted some help dealing with an autofocus problem with one of their camera lenses. And they were pretty insistent that the camera lens wasn't able to focus properly. And they asked me if I had ever done any of the lens calibration or had one of those lens check correction calibration tools somewhere in the studio that he could come by and shoot and target and make the adjustments to the camera lens. And he and I kind of went round and around about this because I said, you know, the odds of you having a lens that actually has a true focus problem are pretty small. As a matter of fact, I couldn't really think of a time in my life other than hearing an anecdotal story here or there of where somebody actually had a modern day lens that had a pretty big focusing problem. Occasionally you'll hear one, but it's usually got such a big manufacturing defect that's so obvious and so clear up front that it's pretty easy to realize that you just need to send it back and get a different lens because there was a manufacturing problem. But when subtle focus was lost, it kind of gave me pause and really kind of made me question, you know, what he was going through. And part of the reason for that is, you know, I have a lot of film cameras still that require manual focus. So all my large format cameras and my medium format cameras are all manual. So if I want something to be in focus, I have to pay real close attention and be very diligent about understanding hyperfocal distance, how f-stop comes into play, and really making sure I actually get the focus on the most significant and important part of that subject so that I know that that's tack sharp. Sometimes that can take a considerable amount of time with a large format camera, particularly if we're dealing with a bunch of movements with the camera where we're changing tilts and shifts and things like that. It can make it more challenging to even get the focus really sharp at that most critical point. So as I kind of pushed back a little bit and I said, are you sure that this is a actual lens problem? And he said it had to be a lens problem because he knows how to use a camera. He knows how to use all the Photoshop tools and all the Lightroom tools, and the images are coming in and they're just a little bit out of focus and there's no way it could be him. It had to be the camera. So eventually we got together and we looked at a couple of the shots and he just missed focus. It's bad technique. No question. Through and through. If I grab the lens and shoot, works great. If he points it at a wall in the studio, pushes the button, works great. Put it on a tripod, focus on a newspaper, take a photograph. Works great. And yet he was still insistent that there had to be a now intermittent problem with the lens. There had to be an intermittent issue where it wasn't working. And I could not believe how much heel digging in and digging a huge hole in the sand for him to sit in over this issue of accepting the fact that maybe the issue was with him and not with the camera. And that external presentation of how to deal with that problem is something that really caught my eye. Because like I said, back in the day, if you were going to miss focus and you were all the cameras were manual focus, you didn't hear photographers even remotely discuss software updates and recalibration of lens and changing this and changing that. They just told you that they missed the focus. They missed that point. So whether it was autofocus, manual focus, photographers who use manual focus cameras rarely will ever tell you that the problem is with the camera. And I think that's a really interesting thing that we should consider in much of our photography is where do we sit with the problem when we discover it? Does it sit external to us or does it sit internal to us? And I would imagine people fall into probably one or two camps, depending on the complexity and their own ego or their own identity around what they're doing. They may think that it has to be something technical. It has to be something in the equipment. And there's probably other people who default that it has to be something within themselves. The psychology of that is probably more interesting than the actual problems themselves about why do we assign that level of angst internally or externally. As we think about and talk about the actual nature of that problem and how do we go about solving that problem, I think one of the important things for us to consider as a growth opportunity within the work, growth opportunity within ourselves as photographers, is to kind of come back and think about that notion of manual focus versus autofocus. Like I said, in the old days, rarely did you find a photographer who would blame their equipment when something was out of focus. And even photographers who were doing something like infrared, where you were having to focus and then make a slight off adjustment because of the change in the wavelength, you still had people who did not ascribe the issue back into the equipment. As things get more automated, as things get more completed for us, as we start to use, say, presets or automated filters and tools and artificial intelligence and AI learning for all of our photography, it becomes much easier for us to say when something goes wrong in a photograph or it's not what we want, that therein lies the issue. It falls back into the technology. It falls back into this thing that is not our responsibility anymore as the photographer creator. And to me, that's the real interesting question that this brought up, is at what point do we decide that we are no longer in control of the creation of our own work, and that in fact the technology, the tools, have become the dominant element to create the work? Because I think there's a lot of people who believe that the technology drives so much of how they see now. If you look at social media filters and Instagram filters, that those Instagram filters are in some ways defining the experience of photography for a generation as they look at those. That's how they associate what color palettes are and how things look and how we respond to those different elements within the photograph, which is different than photographs that were taken 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. So as we start to look at how much that machine comes into the impact of our own ability to understand our own work, I think that becomes the fascinating element. And while I'm not here to have a discussion yet about the nature of photographs that are wholly created by computer generation, or are they still photographs, or are they something else? Are they still art? I think that's a much longer conversation. But I think for us as the creator, where we are still engaged in the use of those tools, when the tool no longer does what we expect it to do, or we make a bad decision by using the tool incorrectly, and that goes back to the autofocus. When we incorrectly use the techniques we have to make good photographs and we end up with blurry photographs, that doesn't fall on the autofocus system. That falls on us and our inability to actually create the photograph in a meaningful way, create the photograph in the way we intended. So if you find yourself starting to look at photographs and starting to take photographs and starting to realize, like, wow, these never look like I expect, or I can't find the right preset, I can't find the right setting in the camera, I can't find the right slider bar in Lightroom, or I'm taking all of these Photoshop classes and I don't feel like my photography is getting better, even though I know all of these techniques now. As you think about that, as you experience what that looks like in your own work, return back to that question of, if you are having to do the manual focusing, if you were doing this all yourself, where does the issue lie? Because my guess is when you start to look at photographs and they no longer feel like you, they no longer look like you, they no longer resonate with you, and you've started to lean heavier and heavier into techniques and tools, maybe you're getting farther and farther away from the vision that is truly unique to you. You become so dependent on the technology, and you believe that the technology is either 100% fallible, meaning you actually print. Everybody who prints thinks there's something wrong with their printer and screen always when they first get started, until they realize how to make those two things talk to one another. Same thing with a camera. You get that and you fall back into, oh, it's got to be the autofocus engine of my camera. It can't be within my own psychology. It can't be within my own technique, because that would require me to, one, admit that I don't know what I'm doing, or I failed, or I didn't make the right choice behind the camera. And two, that I've habitually done that. Not only have I recognized that, but I've now decided it's some other problem rather than the original problem. And in most cases, I think one of the things that moves us quickly forward, engages us in a meaningful way with our work, is when we actually accept the limitations in our work. We accept the limitations that say, this is what I've done or not done in my photography. I always love working with new photographers because their criticality of themselves is in many ways less, because they're still willing to experiment and let things be what they are. And because they don't necessarily know what the camera can and can't do, they're willing to let the camera be nothing more than the tool to capture with. They don't worry about exposure compensation and noise reduction and in-camera settings and this and that. They're still just trying to make a photograph of something they saw in the world that they thought was cool. So the decision that it's no longer right comes later down the road with a little bit of knowledge. as you start to gain that knowledge, I think one of the things that it would behoove you to also consider is stepping back from the belief that the technology is actually making things easier and better. Because in many cases, it is making things easier and better. But when we become so trusting of that and so engaged with it, it has to be the technology is either 100% accurate or 100% incorrect. We get stuck in this world of absolutes. And art and creativity doesn't live in absolutes. It lives in the much more mushy area in between those. And so when we decide that there's a problem and it has to be something because we're unwilling to accept the fact that it could be something else, that in fact could be stifling our creativity. It could in fact be stifling our ability to create meaningful work. So as you spend some time thinking about your approach to your photography when you run into a problem and how you go about solving that problem, like I said, I think there's two camps. There's the people who always believe it's externally driven. It's the problem with the printer, the camera, the computer, the software, or it's inside themselves. I don't understand my camera, my computer, my monitor, my software. The reality is somewhere in between those in a lot of cases. And if we're willing to recognize that at times it is the simplest solution, maybe it is just technique, maybe it is a lack of understanding, a lack of awareness, and tackle that first, the worst outcome of that is we just get to reinforce a skill that we've already acquired and we're sure that that's still working accurately. But if we always go to the external issue, if we always say it's a software problem, it's a computer problem, it's a camera problem, I think we end up externalizing the issue so much that we're not able to leave ourselves an opportunity to grow and understand what we're attempting to create. As we return back to that conversation I was having about manual focus versus autofocus, at the end of the day, it was a technique problem. The camera lens was fine. And had this person probably had years of experience of shooting a manual focus camera, they might have gone through some of those more basic tests to figure out what that was. And that, I think, is something you could probably take out of this podcast this week is many times if we break down some of these problems that we're dealing with and how we go about solving them by looking for simple, easy, common solutions first before we take a huge leap into what could be a cataclysmic problem, we can oftentimes really rule out a lot of things that it's not and stay focused on what it is, giving us more time to really get back and engage with what really matters for us, which is creating great photographs. So I hope you have a great week behind the camera this week. I hope you get a chance to think about how you approach some of your photographic things. Think about some of those problems you're maybe having in your photography and really take a critical look at how you're approaching those and where you're assessing their actual issue and make sure that that's actually the correct issue to be taking on and challenging yourself to improve upon. Or maybe you need to find and look at that more subtle element of the problem and maybe you can get a quick, easy resolution and move on to something else. You can always, don't forget, you can always find the podcast up on any of the platforms podcasts are found. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.